This afternoon, the streets of Toronto will turn into a flowing river made up of giant fish, blue fabric, and mercury. The River Run is a representation of what's happening at the Grassy Narrows First Nation in northwestern Ontario, where mercury has contaminated waterways for almost 60 years. People from the community have traveled over 1,700 kilometers for this event. They're staging a rally and a protest on the lawn of Queen's Park, calling on the government to clean up that mercury. Judy De Silva will be there. She is Grassy Narrows Environmental Health Coordinator. She's a grandmother, and she's with me in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. What is life like beside a toxic river?
Well, I guess you'd say it's natural because you can't see the mercury, but we know it's in there. And being a land-based people and a river people, historically, it's been devastating through time, and it has taken time for us to be where we are today, and that's sick people.
What has that devastation looked like, if you think of how it affects your life?
Well, I have mercury poisoning, and it affects me physically, and I'm 54 years old now, so I'm like the age of the mercury poisoning. Mm. And I'm thinking that I was in my mother's womb when the poison was being poured into the river. And my late dad was a commercial fisherman, so we always ate fish. We ate everything from the forest. And so that's how I was raised. And then now I'm 54 and I feel the effects. And so it's like a slowly, degenerative form of dying. And there are people in our community that are diagnosed with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or dementia. And some of our people end up in the hospital and they die in the hospital. Some of them tied to the bed because their mind is gone. And that's what the mercury does. It attacks the brain.
And as you say, the water looks clear. You can't see it. It's not like it's a polluted, flaming river. It looks clear, but it's also, in many ways, the heart of the community.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean in terms of, as you said, people who live on the land and live in the land?
The first thing that comes to my head to be really descriptive and stark is like to get your hands cut off. And that's like the first thing that I think of, so people understand like how our people were very, very happy and very flourishing on the land. And my mom is still alive, and she says like they roamed the land freely, they fished, they hunted, they lived off the land, they hardly went to the store, they didn't need the store. Mm. And she said they're very independent economically, socially, and they're like a self-empowered people. And then now it's like our hands have been severed because the river system is poisoned now, and it has impacted our community in all levels, where it's like economic, and where our people have to live on welfare to survive.
But because
the forest is poisoned.
As you say, you're the age of the mercury in the river.
Yeah.
Why has it taken so long for this to get cleaned up? There has been report after report on this. We as a province have known, politicians have known, scientists have known for years that this was there.
For me, I think it's money. It's always about money, like how much are they going to pay, or no, we don't want to spend that money. And the way I feel is like we are not valuable enough to be considered.
You're not valuable enough.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means that we as Indigenous people are expendable, and that's why the poison is allowed to be still in the river. And that's why even children that are being born today are not viewed as being worth to be alive. And that's a really painful reality for me to know. And that money is more important than us.
There was a moment this week in which the Premier stood up in the legislature and gave an apology for Ontario's role in the residential schools programs and the devastation that followed. And at the same time as she was doing that, another report came out about Grassy Narrows. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that irony? And and the connection between the two? What do you make of what was going on there?
Like, I didn't really... I know the residential school legacy, but then I was also remembering that we had the river cleanup report that came out from John Rudd, Trish Sellers, and Reed Harris, and I was thinking when people made the connection between reconciliation and they're saying there should be a reconciliation with the poison of the river. Then I started thinking about it that way too. Like I had it really separate in my mind. But then when they start putting it that way, then it makes sense to me. It should be time. We don't have any more time for our people to die in front of us. For me, that's the stark reality. Is I'm at home and I see our relatives and the children suffering. I'm not saying 100%. As mercury's bioaccumulative, it's like a slow process for someone to show the effects.
But if there was a community here in the South, and not an Indigenous community, that referred to itself, thought it was expendable, thought that something was happening and that they weren't worth the money, I mean, all hell would break loose. There would be royal commissions, money would be spent, public inquiries. This continues. What has to happen to change the focus? Is an apology enough? What has to go beyond the apology? You're shaking your head. So what has to go beyond that to try and get the attention that your community deserves and the action that your community deserves?
Well, the bottom line is the river has to be cleaned up. That's like the really, really simple answer, is the river needs to be cleaned up. And that's what we're asking Kathleen Wynne, is to please clean the river.
What would it mean if the river were to be cleaned up?
Then the people that are sick now won't get any sicker, and then the people that are not born yet won't be born into that poison.
If the Premier, you're going to be on the lawn of Queen's Park later on today, if she were to come out, what would you say to her?
I'll just say, can you please clean the river?
It's a simple request.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the river.
Yeah.
And it hasn't landed with people yet.
No.
People haven't been able to deal with this.
No.
How do you feel right now?
For me, I feel, first of all, excited because we brought like 40 of our community people with us. And I always gotta be hopeful. I can't be a victim. I gotta be a powerful person, and that's how I look at things, and that's what I want to give to these young people that traveled from Grassy. I don't want them to feel low and give up and nothing.
You love your community.
Yeah.
I mean, despite the fact that this is there, you love where you're from.
Yeah, I do, and I love my people, and a lot of them are my relatives, and that's why I keep doing what I do.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
That's Judy De Silva, the Environmental Health Coordinator for the Grassy Narrows First Nation in northwestern Ontario. She and hundreds of others are staging a protest.